This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Sylvia Brown is the eldest of the 11th generation of Browns of Rhode Island. Brown University has carried the family name since 1804. In her new book, Grappling with Legacy, which took 12 years to write, Sylvia explores the evolution of charitable giving in America through many generations of the Browns, a journey which in many ways parallels America's growth. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
Oh, good to have you. Well, first, my first question, what exactly are you grappling with?
Well, the what I'm grappling with and the reason I wrote this book is that back in 1995, my father chose to give most of his inheritance to Brown University, continuing a long family tradition, as you've just explained. But less than 10 years later, Brown created a steering committee on slavery and justice to examine the origins of the university. And I was seated in a packed auditorium for the first public event of this committee when a speaker came up to the podium and said, "There were no good Browns." Mm. And that felt like a punch in the stomach because I had no idea what she was talking about. I'd grown up admiring my family's commitment to public service, and I thought, have I been wrong? Have I missed something critical? I needed to know what the truth was, and I needed to understand who my ancestors really were. And that's why I spent 12 years, because I'm not a trained historian. And the research I conducted explained to me the story of what happened in the 18th century with one generation, which was a generation of successful merchants who were involved in an Atlantic economy that was based on the slave trade. Everyone was exposed to it. But it also told me about the 10 other generations and how they did so much for their state and for their country. And it really painted a picture for me about why Americans give so much to charity and why this is such a crucial part of our national identity.
And I should add that the Brown family included abolitionists, philanthropists, inventors, architects, pastors, and art historians. Why?
That's right.
Why is it important to recognize the contributions and accomplishments of the Brown family?
Well, I think first of all, there are not many families today that can look back over 11 generations. And I'm fortunate that my ancestors were obsessed with saving every scrap of paper for 300 years. So we have a fantastic family archive that's stored at Brown. But what's most interesting is that they reflect the way Americans were thinking. So by studying one family, you can really see the trends in what was happening in the United States and why Americans gave through different eras, how their attitudes changed, how philanthropy has evolved from sort of charity in the colonial era all the way to impact investing and social enterprise today.
You argue that the skeletons in your closets can be a force for positive change. Let's talk about that.
Yes, so I believe that it's very important to study the past and to learn from it. But to me, what is absolutely vital is not to be stuck in that, but to be looking at the problems of today and using the lessons learned from the past to face the problems of today and find creative solutions. So, for example, there are 45 million slaves in the world today, and every week thousands of people are facing economic distress that's pushing them into the arms of traffickers. What are we doing about that? I think it's much more important to be focusing on the present and on the problems of the present.
Would you discuss your mission with Uplifting Journeys and the importance of thoughtful and strategic giving?
Yes. Well, today I do not have the resources that even my grandfather or father had. But I do have this desire to make my mark on the world and continue this long family tradition of trying to make the world a better place. And so my way of doing it is to leverage my skills, and I'm very fortunate to have done some training in strategic philanthropy, to have learnt the skills of good giving, of being a critical thinker in philanthropy. And so I teach others, and I teach them in an immersive way. Instead of locking people up in a hotel conference room for a long weekend, I take them away to places around the world that have interesting problems and innovative solutions. And I use these case studies over a 5-day period to teach them the basics of good giving for 3 days, and then to do a volunteer experience, an internship for 2 days. So they come home with, they're inspired, and they have the skills to be more thoughtful givers anywhere and for any cause.
And we have so much to give to today, the earthquakes in Mexico, the hurricanes that have devastated islands in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Harvey, Texas, you name it. There's so much that one can give to today. Finally, what are some of the biggest challenges facing our nation and the world today?
Well, oh, there are a lot. And for someone who really wants to give and make a difference, there is a whole spectrum of giving. You've just talked about disaster giving, which is, if you will, at one end of the spectrum. It's short-term. It's usually emotionally driven. And I would say there that the thoughtful donor should really be using the big international organizations that are experts at this kind of giving, and really know how to coordinate, know how to deal with logistics. At the other end of the spectrum, you have more and more people interested in impact investment, in social enterprise, really in investing in businesses that are mission-driven and that are seeking to solve social problems using market resources. And that's what I believe is the way of the future. And between these two, between a sort of short-term charitable response and a long-term investment in a social enterprise, you have all sorts of other options depending on what causes interest you do the most, whether it's education or the environment or human rights or and social justice. Or there are just so many causes. What I care about is that people become critical thinkers, that they do research before giving to a cause. And for some reason, Americans simply aren't very good at that yet. The statistics show that fewer than 15% of Americans spend more than 2 hours a year doing any research before writing a check. And yet we care so much about results in other aspects of our lives. We spend so much time researching restaurants and new dishwashers and cars. But when it comes to charitable giving, we just give without thinking. And I'm trying to change that.
Sylvia Brown, it's good talking to you. And the book again is Grappling with Legacy. And you mentioned slavery around the world, which is no laughing matter. That is a serious problem. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's been great to talk to you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.